This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Pulse 1077 WTPL. It's Carol Lawrence and Mike Morin, Monday to Friday from noon until 2 with a variety of topics and subjects, both nationally and locally. Everything that might be of interest to you is what we try to cover. And it's brought to you by the Red Arrow Diners, Manchester, Milford, and now the drive-thru in Londonderry, redarrowdiner.com. Also brought to you by Express Jewelry Center on Main Street in Concord, where they're really doing a nice job recrafting the entire Main Street section with something called the Main Street Project. And it'll be a lot more pleasant shopping experience for folks when they do some shopping in downtown Concord. That won't be completed for another year, though. Main Street is where they're at. ExpressJewelryNH.com, precision repair and sales. And thanks to them for being sponsors of Food for Thought, Carol.
There we go. All right. And, well, let's welcome on our next guest. And I know I've had you on the show a few times, and I'm always, whenever we have any guest on, you know, it's always like a learning experience for me. I mean, I always learn something. And when you come on, I always learn something new. So, you know, she's staring at me, so I'm... Let me welcome her on so she can talk.
Well, I'm glad you learned. That's great. I've done my job.
I do. It is Kim Bergeron, who is dubbed the coupon professor. And, you know, how long have you been doing this, Kim? You've been doing it
It'll
a while.
Be 4 years in June was my first public class. So that's kind of my marker.
Wow.
Yeah,
and,
great.
You know, so explain to people exactly, I mean, because now, I mean, you've added on. I mean, you've kind of, you've grown and, you know, you've.
Yeah. Extreme Coupon Professors started basically while my kids went to school. I was bored to death. I don't know how many wives beg their husbands if I can go to work. And it just didn't work out because I had to be the stay at home mom. And it just came about that people said, you should teach people how to save money like you do. And there my classes started. And I did a lot of marketing, you know, let people know what I was doing and got with the union leader and WMUR News. And they've been great to me all this time, and I still work with WMUR on a weekly basis writing for them.
So you go on weekly?
On TV once a month with them every 4 weeks, and then I write their deals of the week every week for them on their website.
Very good.
So things that are coming up or people that are saying, did you know this is coming up, or even taco night. So that's going to be on my website, so people will see those kind of things. So it's where to shop for good prices. Now, not necessarily using coupons all the time because a lot of people are not happy with the coupons and things have changed, but where to go for great deals, Mother's Day specials. So we kind of go seasonally as how my site works.
Okay.
And summertime is just all fun. I just love having fun with the family, and we try to find as many places we can with great deals. And a lot of the companies give me tickets to give away, so that's wonderful to give other people opportunities as well. So it's just become an amazing ride.
Good for you. Wonderful. Now let's go back to the coupons. So is that what you see right now? Because I mean, coupons for a while trending was like, it was like a big deal. So now it's kind of pulled back. Like, I mean, the Sunday paper still has.
Yeah, it still has the coupons. They're not quite as good as they used to be. Prices have gone up on a lot of our products. So we're not getting as, I used to go shopping and get a cart or two for free. The most I would pay for anything was a quarter. And now it's like, all right, a dollar. I won't pay more than a dollar for something. You know, I can still get away with doing grocery shopping for seven people for about $100 a week.
Isn't that crazy?
So it's harder to do.
Kim, to what do you attribute the lessening of impact for consumers?
Would actually say that show Extreme Coupon.
Oh, I was going to ask about that.
That got me really high on Google because my name was going to be the Extreme the Coupon Professor, and we put Extreme Coupon Professor in front of it for Google rankings. So I think that certainly helped me grow faster too. When I taught my classes, even though I had Extreme in there, I taught how to follow the rules and, you know, not stock up with mustard for 6 years and, you know, that kind of stuff. The biggest joke in my classes would be in that show, you'd see the moms taking all the kids' clothes out of the drawers and putting
Crazy.
All the free cookies
exactly.
that they had.
Right.
And my kids would beg me, Mom, can you do that? And that was never going to happen. We have locks on our doors. So, they were extreme. And
is that the reason you think that they...
I do, yeah.
Wow.
Stores didn't like the coupons. Everybody had to change their policies. Yeah, it was crazy.
Is that show still on?
I think it's on all repeats and stuff. Okay. I don't think there are any new episodes.
Because there obviously is not the the wherewithal to get the deals that used to be able to do. I mean, these people, as you point out, were literally hoarders.
They were hoarders.
Yeah,
they'd have toothpaste for like years.
Yeah, and I was asked to go on to the show. I had an email, would you consider going on the show? And I'm like, no way. Because a lot of times you had a bad reputation if you did it.
Well, it was probably tough enough to overcome that visual from people already that don't know you.
Right.
That would just make it so hard to dig out of that hole.
Right, yeah. And actually, I think at times there were some advertisers who were thinking of advertising with me, but when they saw that word extreme in front of my name, they had to take some steps back until I could approach them and say, no, I'm not about that. You know, so, and then they could see that it was different the way I taught people how to shop and get their deals.
Now, do you also think that Market Basket has anything to, like, what is your views on Market Basket? Like, is that, because I know before when Shaw's was in Goffstown, that was like your go-to grocery store, which I was surprised at. But that's where we did,
Yeah, we did our shopping class there. And I liked that because I could show people, really, take the worst scenario, and I'm going to show you how you can get it for hardly anything. And we did.
Yeah.
Market Basket, I've definitely seen their prices going up, have gone up quite a bit since the strike. I'm not a real huge Market Basket shopper. I go in probably for 3 to 5 items. I do most of my shopping at Hannaford, and I go to JD Foods, which we touched a little bit about the last time.
That's JD that place Foods. Over by behind
Planet
Coca-Cola.
Fitness.
Remember we were talking about that?
Oh,
behind
yes.
the old Coca-Cola, which
yes.
is now Planet Fitness.
I'm going
there
after here. But they have a lot of great deals on their meats and cheeses. So it's a
Aren't
great
they bulk,
place.
Though?
They are bulk, but you don't have to get them as big of a bulk, and it would be a little bit more money, which is still a better price. It's better than the sale prices at all the stores. But at one point, they had the chicken for $1.44 a pound. Boneless chicken.
Wow.
That was good. Yeah. So I do. I get a lot of good deals there. No coupons needed, no membership needed. So this is what people are starting to like. Convenient, easy. How many times people say, I forgot my coupons at home again?
How about on the cell phone? I mean, is the cell phone
a
good tool for that?
There
some apps?
Plenty of apps. I'm not a big app person for those. There's just so many of them. And like a lot of people, I don't have the time. I have to research it and, you know, that kind of thing. Most people like simple. They want it simple, but they want to save the money and provide for their family and have more money in their pocket by the time they're done.
So do you still do classes?
I do. Yep. I do them by request because I do have a DVD. I still have some DVDs left. So if people want the class, a lot of times they order the DVD. But I'm on a New Hampshire library list, so I've been getting requests to go to different libraries in New Hampshire, which has been a lot of fun. I love doing my classes. I love talking with people and, you know, and after, too. So I do miss that. But for me, the family time is I have all these kids that need rides everywhere. You know, so that's where the DVD came about, to have more freedom and still be able to get
you need to clone yourself.
I know.
Well, you've really had to, since you enlighten us with the fact that the coupons are on their way out, or not on their way out, but
not on their way out, but different.
As,
it's just harder.
Yeah, it's different, more difficult to save the kind of money. So you've kind of had to maybe reinvent yourself and your website to address other money-saving opportunities, right?
Yeah. My biggest one, which our family's had actually for a year, and we've kind of sat on it for a while because once you put it out there, people will kind of dissect it if it doesn't work out so well. But one has been a huge savings for our family. It's called CADR, Call a Doctor. And it's owned by doctors. This company is owned by doctors. You sign up. You're going to be a You're going to sign up for your membership. It's $15.95 a month for up to 6 in your household. Now, 6 in your household could be my family or it could be my mother-in-law. One family I know, her daughter came back with her granddaughter. And she's like, oh, I'm going to tell my daughter about this too. I'm like, she can go under yours. There's only you and your husband. She can go under yours. So it's $15.95 a month. And an example I'll give is my husband had a sinus infection. And it was on a weekend. He was going to have to go to urgent care or ER. Instead, we called the 1-800 number. We got a phone call back within 2 minutes. And it was a doctor. And he asked your symptoms, how long have you had it, just like a doctor would in the office. He said, all right, yes, it does sound like you have a sinus infection. I'm going to prescribe this for you. Where would you like it? We said Hannaford and Goffstown. And and gave him an email back of what they covered in the conversation, but then took another step further and sent that copy to his primary doctor in Hooksett. So it's all in there. You can do a phone call. You can do video chat. So if my boys have poison ivy every year, I have to go in to get this ointment. I'm like, really? It's the same backyard we've lived in for 13 years. It's still the same poison ivy plants I can't get rid of. Do I really have to go in? And now I can either take a picture and send it to them, go video chat, and I'm talking live to a doctor, and they prescribe it, and you save money for copays or for deductibles. You're saving time. There was one family, the wife said, oh, my husband has really great insurance. He works for the government. The father said, but I had to take a day off because I had to bring so-and-so to the doctors in the afternoon. Instead, and he had to take the whole day off. The appointment wasn't till later in the day. Instead, he could call, go get the prescription. It was an ear infection, and get that filled. It's not for narcotics, not pain meds, but it's for your typical cold, sinus infection, UTI, ear infection, those kind of things. Poison ivy.
That's something, isn't it?
So this is, well, how much, 15 a month?
$15.95 a month.
And this gives you access. It's something they ought to call them Uber doctors, because you're
no kidding, right?
You know? And then you actually get, once you've signed up, you get these other benefits too. So it's almost like a wellness card. So you can get a discount for prescriptions. You can check to see eye doctors, dentists in your area that will give you a discount when you have this program. And so you get difference in price there. If you have medical bills that have built up, you have a counseling service that will help you to get those bills down and work with you on that. It's a lot of great benefits, and we've had it for a year.
Are these local doctors, or are they just at a call center somewhere?
I think they try to, if I'm in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. It's New Hampshire.
Okay.
So for the most part, I think that's what it is. But they're all, like I said, it's all doctors. It's owned by doctors. And what I really appreciate is that after that is sent to my husband's primary doctor, it's in his file. It's in his record.
They know, right.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people are like, well, who are these people? If this was an issue, then the doctors would be saying, this is wrong. You're not going to be doing this. Don't do this anymore. So it's a lifesaver for a lot of people.
Yeah. For minor things like a nasal infection of some sort.
Yeah.
But, you wouldn't want to book your colonoscopy through that.
No, you can't do that. No. And the other thing, too, is let's say I called three times for a sinus infection. You know, it wasn't going away. At that point, they're going to say you need to go see your primary doctor. You know, they have a reputation to keep as well.
And certainly legal.
Exactly. You know, right.
Protection.
Yeah. So I think, you know, they're careful enough with it. But things like that. Another mom said she got to save her personal day for a vacation day. She instead didn't have to go to the doctors to get her prescription. She drove past the pharmacy on her way to work to get her prescription and didn't miss a day of work. So, again, it's time and money, convenience. So that's one of my favorite things right now that I've been able to share, and the feedback on it has been good. I've been having people sign up. So it's good. That's a great program. Another way to save money.
Yeah, there's a link to that on extremecouponprofessors.com, correct?
.net.
.net, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. And it's right at the top of my site. You'll see a slider mm-hmm. banner, and I have that in there. All my important news is up
right.
in that
Now, one. Are they a sponsor? Is that part of the connection you have with them?
No, we've had them as a customer. Mm-hmm. And just recently, because we just loved it, I became a broker with them. So, and actually, if you Googled CADR, you're going to see that the prices run anywhere from $20 to $35, and that's because they're getting commission on that. And I said, well, this is my site about saving money. What is the absolute lowest price I can put this at? And it's $15.95, so it's the only place you'll find it for $15.95.
Well, you've come a long way from, yes. You know, Tyson chicken coupons helping families.
That works out well, too.
It does.
Yeah.
Would it be safe to say that a fair amount of your income now comes with the business you're doing as kind of an e-merchant?
Yeah, I have people who have ads on my site. Mm-hmm. Some I have for payment prices, and then others like Red Arrow Diners on there. We have gift swaps. My family loves Red Arrow Diner, so that's just the best thing for them. And we did go to Londonderry. Very nice.
Isn't it beautiful?
Love it.
Yeah, it is
beautiful. So I have both. It's kind of what works. But also, everything on my site is what I believe in. If it's not on my site, it might be because I don't want it, or I also don't overlap things. You know, I wouldn't have two steakhouses. I wouldn't have two of something. If I'm advertising for them, I'm advertising for that company. And not overlapping likenesses.
So the integrity of your reputation is important to you?
It is.
Even
we
if it means
it
less money.
Stamp of approval. Yep, yeah, definitely.
Huh. Yep. Now, it sounds like you're about also about not only saving money, but also saving time, you know,
yes,
busy moms and, you know, stuff. So what is your, you know, making your life easy with the curbside grocery?
Oh, my Have goodness.
Have you used it?
Yes.
Really?
Love it. And this was actually, I've been working with Hannaford a little bit, and they said, do you want to try this thing that we have, Hannaford To Go? And I said, yeah, because I've seen the workers in the store with their
yes,
carts. Oh, my goodness gracious. I love it. If you do it, you're going to leave laughing because you can't believe it. And that's exactly what I hear from everybody else. You basically go online, you place your grocery order. Everything out. So I'm looking at my recipes. Oh, I need this. I need that. Oh, do I have that in the house, in the cupboard? I go look. Okay, I don't. I put it in. So you are not only saving money, but you're also stopping impulse shopping too.
True.
I mean, saving time
just
and
like
money.
Just like Susan Osborne says when uh-huh, you're clothes shopping.
Oh, yeah. So I go ahead. I put my order in. The first time is free. And then I go. I drive up. You press a button. They say your name. You know, what's your name? Kim Bergeron for my order. Pull on up a little bit to the next parking spot. They come out. I sign with my, I have almost always have coupons, right? So I give them my coupons. I pay for it in my car. They load up my trunk and I say, see you later.
That is
for how much
cool.
now?
Okay. So the first time is free.
It's free. Right.
After that, if your grocery bill is under $125, it's a $5 charge.
Okay.
All right. Now, the other thing, too, is if I have, let's say my bill is $130 and I have $30 in coupons and it brings it down to $100, I still don't have the $5 charge because I started off above $125. So.
Well, even that $5, which is
$5,
a little less than 5%.
If I send my son in,
exactly,
he's pulling out chips
right,
and sodas
what
and
I'm thinking,
chocolate bars, more than $5.
Do all the Hannaford stores have this?
Not yet. No, there's
Goffstown
does, Concord does, Nashua does. There's a couple more in New Hampshire, but they're growing quickly. They're growing quickly. Hmm. And it's been nice because I've seen a few little tweaks that I thought, ooh, this one could be a little, I wonder if they could change this a little bit because ... So I was able to, you know, email my questions to corporate and they're like, oh, you didn't think of that. So they're changing this and that. So I kind of have a little bit of a say in it to make life easier because you basically go and you put your time frame of when you're going to pick it up. And it's at the end. So let's say I was planning on picking it up today at 5:00, but those time slots are full.
Oh,
and I'm like,
so they
oh,
tell you.
Shoot.
Okay.
So I've done all my order and now I can't get it. So now they're trying to put it, what's the time slot you want to pick it up? So you can do that at the beginning of your order. It's just something simple like that. Because when I did my order, it was the morning before I was bringing the kids to school. So I was doing it real quick. And I would have been really perturbed if I couldn't have picked it up because, you know, morning is crazy anyways.
Mm-hmm.
but no, it's amazing. The other day I had so many errands to run and pick up this kid and that kid. And I had no groceries. I didn't have any bread for school. The vacation was over. I have to go shopping. I'm doing Hannaford To Go. And I just sat there and they loaded up my car and I was on my way.
So over $125, it's
free service.
Really?
Yeah. And that's easy. And even if not, I'm going to add in a couple more bags of apples and oranges.
Now, does that include like wine and cigarettes and stuff?
Oh, I don't know that.
Because you know that a lot of things always don't include that.
So you might have to have your ID, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, too.
At my age? Come on.
No, you'd be surprised.
Thank you very much, Kim. I appreciate that. Yeah.
The other thing, too, is, you know, like I had asked for a specific flavor of ice cream. And they didn't have it in the brand I was looking for. So they had to come out and say, do you want, maybe if I wanted caramel, do you want peanut butter instead? You know, so basically they're my eyes and my feet for me. Because if it wasn't there, I'd walk down the aisle a little more and pick something else out. They ran in and got what I wanted and came back out. And I went the day before Easter. That was busy. And
that was pretty inconsiderate, Kim.
I was out of there. I was out of there in under 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And they had to check some things for me, too. So while I was sitting there, I called. I had some phone calls to do. I had to pay a couple of bills. So I'm doing two things at once, getting my groceries, paying my bills. And
I really like that.
You're going to love
that
it.
That is kind of cool.
So we learned two things today of ways to save money and, in this case, time as well, by extremecouponprofessors.net. Do you have any other little gem you can drop on us that that we haven't heard of, perhaps, that you're
featuring? I would just say keep watching for the summer, because we're going to come out with summer events. Right now I have a lot of things for moms for Mother's Day, free dessert at Red Arrow. When you have a $10 or more order, there's some different admissions free for moms, things like that. I do the same at Father's Day. The Palace Theater has the kids' palace time coming up with all the children's shows. So that's great prices for families. So just keep watching for those things. And certainly if anybody has any questions or is looking for something specific, I always say email me, call me. I'm all over Google.
So for people to get in touch with you, they would go to extremecouponprofessors.net and they can sign up and be on, is it like a blog that you do?
Or? Yeah, they could sign up to be on the mailing list. So every day they'll get just a quick email of what I put down on my blog. And Facebook has all my deals on there as well.
And, you know, just so you know, Casey's Rib Shack, moms eat free that day.
Oh, okay. I don't have that one
Casey's
on there.
Casey's Rib Shack, yes.
Yeah. So that's a good one, too. So.
Your grandmother was your inspiration early on in life, right? Talk about that a little bit.
Do you want me to cry? No, she was. Both she and my grandfather, they just were penny pinchers, but had a good life and saved money. And they knew the value of a dollar. And that's what she taught me. You know, we always looked for sales. And she'd show me, you know, when to buy those items. And we'd cook things at home and not go out to eat like people do today, you know, and just always in the kitchen. We had so many kitchen fun times in the kitchen. And she has one of those old tables. I don't know how you describe it. It's almost like the metal. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know, but we made all these pies on it, and she passed away, and I have this kitchen table that really doesn't fit anywhere, but I said to my husband, I am not getting rid of that. We've made so many pies on that table. But she just really knew the value of a dollar, and she shared that. And ever since I was little, I knew how to save money and knew how to buy things.
Probably a child of the Depression. I'm trying to do the math here, but I think a lot of people from that era kind of reflected those values.
Yeah.
And we've kind of gotten away from that, but thank goodness you're still there, reminding us that with a little ingenuity and some help and some tools, you can still live that way.
Yeah, definitely can. Yep. And I always say couponing is for anyone who knows the value of a dollar. I've done classes where I'm in rooms full with surgeons, and I'm in this beautiful house with I don't know what kind of cars they are. And that's really what it comes down to, knowing the value of a dollar, keeping the money in your own pocket, or to be able to give to somebody else in need. And that's really what it boils down to.
I don't think you have kids in college yet, do you?
Not yet.
So what have you, you know, this is going to be the biggest expense of your life.
Yeah.
So have you figured out ways that perhaps you can make or save some money as the kids get educated?
I'm hoping to get a job at St. A's College.
Oh.
that would be a wonderful
opportunity. Well, it is. I think you have to be there
2 years.
2 years, and then your kids can go for free. And they also have,
I never knew that.
And and they have an arrangement with other colleges.
Like nine
reciprocity.
Other ones, I think.
Yeah. So if you work at St. A's full time for 2 years.
That's been my goal since my child was born. And there's an opening, and I know three people who work there, so my fingers are crossed.
Good for you.
Yeah, but no, I have books with scholarships, and you know, I've been telling the kids what they need to do and going to the right people to ask for that. And so that's going to definitely be a nice corner to have on my blog later, because it's what we've learned and that I share with them as well. Yes, there are some apps too. You know, there's a lot of information, but it's hard when you go on the internet. You think you start to go on to something good and you're like, what is this? You know, and
well, it's hard to trust them too.
It's true.
You know?
Yeah. So I have found a lot of good websites, but calling your local library, they have a lot of information to get you started and for local area. And there's so many scholarships in your local towns that people don't know about. Even my hygienist, she had applied for a scholarship. I believe it was for Mexican. She's not Mexican, but the money was going to go to waste. And so she had applied and they gave it to her because she was the only one who applied.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's tons
there
of money out there.
And there's a lot of weird ones.
A lot
too.
Of, yeah, left-handed, redheaded, you know, jewelry installers or something. It's
Vegetarians. I think there's one if you're a vegetarian, you write this thing and you get up to $10,000 in scholarships. I'm like, Olivia, you're going to be a vegetarian for at least a semester in high school.
How old are your kids now, Cam?
Brock is going to be 17. My twins just turned 14. Camden is 12. And then my nephew is 12. So two 12s, two 14, and almost 17. And that's why I now have that other post on my blog, Saving My Sanity.
Yes.
A lot of humor. You know, that's what I want it to be. And when you can laugh about it, things are easier.
Yeah. All right. So to get in touch with Kim Bergeron, extremecouponprofessors.net. You know, I first met you 4 years ago when the business just started. And when I took a look the last couple of days at your website, I said, whoa, this woman has really grown and
she
branched
grows with
out.
The times.
And you're using all this real world experience as a mom to essentially fuel the legitimacy of what you're sharing.
Right.
I think.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. It's been fun. It's been a great experience. Mm-hmm. Met lots of wonderful people, whether it's businesses or people in my coupon classes. One of my dearest friends is actually somebody who went to a coupon class 4 years ago. So it's just a lot has happened, and I'm very grateful.
And just to add what you say about libraries, because I've been speaking at them with my book, that is such a great source of things to do in the community. I was shocked to see how, you know, you think, oh, everybody gets their books on Amazon, or, you know, who goes to the libraries anymore? Well, yeah, the books are still there, but so is a lot of other interesting learning opportunities and activities.
And a lot of libraries have a lot of free passes, too.
They sure do.
Yeah, whether it's Squam Lake or the Boston Museum.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know that.
They do now.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
So, listeners, get on over to extremecouponprofessors.net because you're going to have some exciting things coming up for the summer and for the kids to do and just fun things. And
a lot of giveaways coming up, too.
All right.
Yeah, fun places.
So sign up for her mailing list. You certainly can't go wrong, that's for sure.
Great.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Appreciate it's wonderful. It. I love it.
Kim Bergeron, nice to see you again. Congratulations on a job well done.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thanks so much.
Are you doing anything for Cinco de Mayo?
I'm going to baseball games.
Oh, yeah.
The kids have games tonight.
There'll be no margaritas in the stands for you.
No, there aren't. No,
too bad.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to Food for Thought, and we're going to go on a short break. When we come back, we are going to be in studio with Julie Barron of Make-A-Wish New Hampshire. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And you can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. And that is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And let's welcome on our next guest. We always learn something new about your organization every single week. And let's welcome on Julie Barron, President and CEO of Make-A-Wish New Hampshire. Welcome back.
Hello, everyone.
Hi. I'm sure everybody's very excited about Holly Blanchard, who works with you as Miss New Hampshire.
I was going to mention that. That was so exciting this weekend.
I don't know if you got to be in the audience for that or not, but... She actually came down to the studio for a few minutes yesterday when Rocco was in.
Oh, yes. Okay. June told me that.
Rocco will be, of course, training
her. Trainer.
And, I can't think of a better rounded, good-hearted woman who also happens to be beautiful. And all those things make up what you want representing your state in the Miss America competition. So, and you have her working for you.
Yeah. I mean, how did we get lucky enough to hire her, you know, before we needed her autograph?
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So were you able to, did you go to that?
I actually missed it, and I'm devastated that I did.
That's okay.
We had...
That's right, because you were the...
Well, no, Jamie Staten is the MC for that, but I've emceed Miss Rockingham County, and she was the winner last year for the pageant that I hosted Miss Rockingham County. So it was great to see her and then, of course, reconnect with her through Make-A-Wish, and so it's like I see her more than almost any of my other friends.
Yeah.
Let's not get any talk going here, folks.
That's right.
Yeah, nothing weird going on here. It's just we keep crossing paths. But, you know, the Miss New Hampshires get out, and they are so active in the community.
Yes.
Because they're singing national anthems, or they're just doing a lot of good things. Yeah. And I mean, this job with Make-A-Wish it just fits right in her wheelhouse of what she's all about, I think.
And this is exciting for us because this is our second time, you know, being lucky enough to be connected in some way, and because Megan Lyman,
a
couple of years
that.
Ago, she's actually a Wish child. And she won Miss New Hampshire 2 or 3 years ago, which is how we got connected and got to meet everyone. And Jamie is actually the one that introduced me to Holly. We were at an event that Jamie was speaking for us, and you know, I leaned
Jamie
over
Staten.
To him. Yeah, Jamie okay. Staten. And I leaned over to him and I said, I'm getting ready to hire someone. Who do you know? Because you're in touch with everyone. And he recommended Holly, you know, and she came to his mind in the quickest of instance. And, you know, there was nobody else. Which I thought was amazing.
Wow, that's excellent. That's excellent.
So we weren't really surprised she won. No.
Well, you made note of it last week when we were talking.
Yeah.
You know. So what is happening this week? You have a pretty big event coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, we have our big breakfast on Thursday, so we're doing a lot of planning for that, and we're going to be. Granting a wish right there that morning, which is really exciting for us. And that I don't know if you guys remember, but several weeks ago we talked to you about the little girl who wanted a Malibu Barbie experience.
Yes.
She is actually having her experience right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Now,
so
I don't know what that is, a Malibu Barbie experience.
Well,
what
we kind of had to make that up.
Okay.
And that's one of the things I kind of wanted to talk to you guys about today is because, you know, we talk a lot about getting to a child's heartfelt wish and what does that mean and finding that one true experience, event, or thing that can be really deeply felt by the child. So we spend a lot of time working with our volunteers and training them and preparing them to be out in the community to really get to that heartfelt wish. So when Reese's wish granters were out talking to her and she said, you know, I want to be Malibu Barbie. You know, they really had to ask a lot of questions. So we're trying to.
That's right. She's out in LA, right?
Yeah.
Or out in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we're, you know, you ask a lot of questions about, well, if you closed your eyes, you know, what do you see? What do you feel? Who's with you? What's around you? And then you try to put that all together. So in doing that, we found out that staying in Malibu on the beach wasn't really her wish at all. What her wish was to feel like Barbie and have all the experiences, like have a chef and a butler and have all that kind of special experience. It wasn't necessarily Malibu. So we actually sent her to San Diego, and the San Diego chapter, our counterpart, got so into it, and they created all these amazing experiences for her to feel like basically a celebrity like Barbie out there for the entire week.
Oh my
gosh. So it's really cool.
She must be staying in a mansion too,
yeah.
I bet. Must have the circular driveway.
Yeah.
So she's there now.
So she's there now. She's coming back tomorrow.
And how old is she? How old is she?
Oh, gosh. I think she is like 13. I don't recall exactly.
Boy, the right age for that.
Yeah, right at that age where, you know, Barbie is pretty exciting. So you've kind of passed some of the younger things and, you know, Barbie's a little bit more adult, but not quite adult. Yeah.
So interesting. This one was sort of an off the beaten path one. So you did have to kind of collectively put the experience together. And that's something probably you enjoy doing because some of the wishes are somewhat the same. But then you come up with something like this and you get to kind of play a little bit.
We do, you know, and we try to make them all very, very different and, you know, ask those questions because, you know, we have found even with the simplest wishes, you know, a child wants a puppy, you know, but that can mean a lot of different things to different kids. You know, so you.
Well, don't you have to check with mom on that too?
Yeah, we definitely watch mom's face when we're asking a lot of these questions and dad's faces. Yeah. Especially when horse is brought up.
Oh, yes.
But we've granted a lot of horse wishes. We actually.
You have?
Yeah. We actually got two wish children horses last year, which is pretty amazing.
Do they live on properties that could house it, or would they be kept at a stable somewhere?
Yeah, one actually, you know, had a facility there, and they had some friends that helped them build a barn. And, you know, we came in and got the horse for them and took care of feed for the year and all kinds of other pieces of that. And then the other one was close by a stable, and so we worked out a deal with that stable
to board,
you know, to be able to board that horse for a while and feed it and, you know, I mean, and do all the pieces. So it's really very intricate and very different, even though they sound, you know, similar sometimes.
I just picture all of the Make-A-Wish people upstairs with little wands all the time.
We talk about that now.
It's so, yeah. That's how I, you know, bing, you know, like, oh my gosh. And you know what? Our first segment went a little bit longer, so we need to take a break. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about your Make-A-Wish breakfast.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, we are in studio with Julie Barron, President and CEO of Make-A-Wish New Hampshire. Stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Hello, everybody. It's Food for Thought, our last couple of minutes on this Tuesday afternoon with Carol and Mike. Food for Thought brought to you by Puerto Vallarta Mexican Grill on 2nd Street in Manchester, where I do believe my partner and her partner are headed over later this afternoon, right?
For
Cinco de Mayo.
Gotta go check out Rocco.
Rocco Boulay, who's our integrity fitness guy, will be playing. He'll be the entertainment.
R&R.
That's the name of it.
Rocco and Ron.
That's it. Exactly. Yeah. And of course, all the great food. So check that out later on today for Cinco de Mayo. Also, speaking of Rocco, Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, Bedford and Londonderry, integrityfit.com, your coaching solutions company. Happy to have all our sponsors on board.
Very good. And let's continue talking with, we're talking with Julie Barron, President and CEO of Make-A-Wish New Hampshire. And we started talking about it a little bit, and then I think we started talking about the Barbie Malibu experience.
Yes.
But
yeah.
On Thursday, something different. Now, is this the first time that you do that, actually have a wish?
Yeah, like last year what we did is we call it a reveal. And that's when, you know, we let the child know that, you know, they've made a wish, they've requested something, but that it's actually going to happen. And we tell them all the details about it. So this time we decided to go one step further. And I'm actually meeting with Matt's mom this afternoon, and I'm going to give her all the details so she knows them all ahead of time. But we're not telling Matt. So
hopefully Matt's not listening.
Oh, yeah, I hope
so. No, he should be in school.
Yeah, he should be in school. That's right. He should be in school. So we're actually going to surprise him that morning. And,
So. That is so exciting. I cannot wait to hear, to see it. And
you'll
hear,
be there, right?
Hear what, yes, yeah. I am.
You'll have video, I would trust, somebody recording the moment.
Yes, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
For your website, Facebook page,
yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. We're getting more savvy, so we're actually doing that this time. Which is very exciting.
You guys are pretty savvy up there. You are all savvy.
All right, so the breakfast, is there any open seating left, or is it sold out?
Absolutely.
Oh, there is? Okay, good. How do folks get to be a part of this and watch a moment unfold that will make them feel really good?
Just give us a call at the office, which is 623-9474, or they can email us. I'm julie.barron@nh.wish.org or info@nh.wish.org.
Yeah, they can go to Google and punch in Make-A-Wish New Hampshire and
right,
pop
go right
up.
On
and
our
now
website.
Now it's like so easy to do that. You know, people aren't so, remember before when people used to go www?
Oh, yeah.
My mother actually, some people still do. My mother does.
Yeah.
I'm like, Ma, you don't have to say the www.
Your computer knows.
She's like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, never mind, Mom. Go ahead, say the www. But yeah, now you really don't have to like say that because it all just pops
that's
up.
That's right.
Yeah. And we actually just switched ours because we had to write New Hampshire out. So we just switched it to NH.
Oh, yeah, that's better, yeah. NH.
Much
yeah, because yours is nh.wish.org.
Right.
Right,
yeah.
nh.wish.org.
All right, so we have a breakfast and the time and the location.
At the Radisson. Everyone will start arriving at 7. The program actually starts hard at 7:30 and only goes an hour till 8:30.
So it's nice, and I love morning ones like that, you know. And then
what better
way to start your day off, too?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be really inspirational.
I bet it is. I bet it is. So,
and there's only 5 minutes where you have to listen to me talk, and then that's it.
You going to give us any hints as to what Matt's wish is?
Oh, I don't know if Donna is listening upstairs.
Okay.
I don't know if I can tell you.
No, probably shouldn't.
I shouldn't tell you.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you after.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? I don't want to know. I want to be surprised that morning. So you can tell Mike.
Okay.
Without me hearing.
I'm so excited I can't stand it. I mean, you can probably tell. I mean, I'm always a little, you know.
Well, you love what you do.
Passionate,
you,
love you, what I do, but
very much are passionate about what you do, and as is everybody up there. You know, when they come down, they're all so excited to come on and share.
Yeah, they get out of work for 10 minutes. Yeah. It's like field trip.
They've got a horrible boss. Yeah.
And maybe we can let listeners know a little bit about how, you know, if they want to get a tour upstairs.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
That schedule is on your website as well.
Yeah, that schedule is going to be on our website. We're actually going to sit down on the 8th, right after the breakfast, and put some new dates on the calendar for this summer and this fall. But we'll be doing them twice a month. And those are just absolutely wonderful opportunities just to get a real idea of what we do. And it's just, you know, 45 minutes to an hour. And it's really our entire mission through the eyes of wish children, wish granters, wish parents. So it's a really wonderful perspective. And it's really small groups. So we only invite 10 people in at once. And it's just informational. That's it.
And I went. I actually went with my son, and we did a tour a month and a half. And it is. It's really wonderful. You know, listeners out there, if you're curious, you know, anything about Make-A-Wish, that would be where you would start. Go and check out a tour. So, Julie, thank you for coming on. I will see you on Thursday morning. I'm very anxious. And Julie Barron, President and CEO, Make-A-Wish New Hampshire. And Kale and Company is up next. And happy Cinco de Mayo.
Enjoy. And, be safe.
Maybe I'll see somebody over at Puerto Vallarta tonight. So come and say hi. All right. See everybody tomorrow.
Adios.
Bye, Mike. Bye, Julie. Thank you.
Bye.